Hey everyone, what's up? It's your girl Nakia, and welcome to the Fearless Kia podcast. Hey everyone, what's up? It's your girl Fearless Kia. Happy Fearless Friday. I mean, it's not as happy as I thought it would be. Waking up to news about Anthony Bourdain committing suicide at the age of 61. And recent news with Kate Spade as well committing suicide. I feel like there's a lot going on in the world and with people that you just don't understand. You can be famous and still deal with serious mental health issues, and to have this now back-to-back incidents in incidents of suicide being publicly unknown, it really starts to make you reflect on the seriousness of mental health issues, regardless of how much money you have, how much fame you have, titles, all of these other things that we place value on or what we think is successful or ordained successful, not really understanding that you can have everything in the world and still be unhappy. And so today's conversation was supposed to be on self-doubt, and I still want to talk about that, but I think I want to also tie it into the real question: are you happy? Recently, in the past few weeks, I have been truly running full speed with just trying to accomplish a personal goal of mine that has been on my agenda since the beginning of the year. I won't go into detail just yet, just because I think things are still in motion, and I know that, who knows who's really listening at this point, but trust me, I will explain exactly what has been, like, I've been dealing with since the beginning of the year, sooner rather than later. But in trying to attack that goal, I've really been running myself dry to a point where a lot of self-doubt has seeped into me understanding, like, am I worthy of this? Do I really have the skill sets for this? Is this really what I want to do? Is this going to make me happy? Because at the end of the day, you know, regardless of, you know, what it is that you say, I want to do this, this is what I want to do, why do you want to do that? Does that really make you happy? Is that going to motivate you, you know, every day to a point where it doesn't feel like work, to a point that it's like, this is your passion? And so those are the questions that have been really circling around my head lately. And I've really taken a step back to really just sit with myself and be still. I've even felt that at the critical moments where you're really in a deep, dark place in your mind about not starting to devalue yourself and not feeling that you're worthy enough for the opportunities that you're looking at or the things that you want in life, because it's just not happening right when you want it to happen, that you start to kind of project and put those things on other people that you love. And it's a hard place to be in, because you want to lean on your loved ones when you're going through these things, but at the same time, those people also see you in a certain light, right? Paint you in a certain light that she has it together or he has it together and his life is good. Like, she, you know, it's just a moment, a phase that she's going through. She'll get over it. Not really understanding, like, this is mentally weighing on someone. Like, for me, I was really in a dark place, like, at a point where I remember having a call last week with my mother and literally breaking down on the phone and telling her, like, I am withering away in this particular situation, and I'm at my end, you know, I'm at my wit's end, like, I can't do this anymore. And she was like, you know, what my mother knows and just traditionally how she's been raised is like, you know, why are you crying? Like, you got to focus on this and that. And it's just like, I remember telling her on the phone, like, I'm not trying to be strong in this moment. Like, I need to release this, you know, I need to get this out. And I need you to understand, like, I've been strong. I've been, you know, keeping this facade of being this strong individual to keep pushing forward. But there are moments where you have breaking points that self-doubt creeps in and that you can't mentally handle, you know, everything that's going on. And some people are able to bounce back, move forward, get over things quickly. Some people aren't. Some people really sit in those things. And it's really understanding that you have those outlets, right, to get those things out, and that you're being heard and feeling okay to express those things, and not feeling like someone else is looking at you or judging you or making you feel like you have all this and like, why are you complaining or whatever it is the case may be grateful for what you have. And I think gratitude is very key, you know, when trying to look at your situation and try to get yourself out of this mentality, out of this dark place, right, out of this mentality. But at the same time, like the feelings that you feel right now are still real. You know, we're still relevant. What you're experiencing right now is still real. It's still relevant. And so it shouldn't feel negated, you know, or, you know, you shouldn't feel that you have to put on this, you know, facade for people because of the expectations that people have placed on you, where, you know, you mentally are just not there. And I'm not saying that my mom put expectations on me. I just think that it was so crazy that the conversation we had, I remember her, you know, in reflection the next morning being like, I don't want you to feel like, you know, you have to be this strong person, because I've been there. I've had those situations. I've been in those places. But what I do want you to understand is that, you know, your spirit, your energy, your outlook, your perspective on things, there has to be a solution, or you have to find a way to really start to switch how you're seeing things. Because if not, this dark outlook or negative outlook is going to overtake you, and it's going to really, you know, put you to a place where you can't come back, where you feel that you're like, there's no way to climb out of this dark hole. And so, you know, love my mom, and I love my friends who have been able to, who haven't listened. You know, a lot of people don't want to listen. They feel like that's your problem. Don't put that problem on me. But to really be able to listen and really be able to be like, I've been there. I understand where you're coming from. But like, what, you know, we gotta, what can we do? You know, what can I do? How can I help? Where can we get you to a place for you to know that you are valuable, that you can do this? Don't let anyone tell you you can't. And it took a lot of just sitting with myself and understanding that I need to know what my triggers are, right? And I need to know what are the things that are going to get me back to that positive space, right? But I also need to know that, like, I can't wait for somebody to change my life. I have to take control of my life and lead it in the way that I want it to be, regardless if that means walking away from something, starting over, you know, whatever it is that I want to do. I have to be okay with understanding that you have to make a decision that's best for your life, and not what other people think that is best for your life based off of what looks good or where you're at right now. You know, there's all these pressures of feeling like you have to stay in the know. You know, you got to stay hip, and like, you're working in New York or you're living in New York, you have this life, like there's this whole assumption based off social media or whatever. And it's like, yeah, these things are great, but like, young, there's other things that I want. I know that there's more that God requires of me, and it is not what I'm currently doing right now. And I have to be real with myself about it. And I say all this to just say, like, self-doubt is fucking real. If, and by definition, and what I should have said earlier, by definition, like, self-doubt is basically the lack of confidence, you know, within yourself, it is in your abilities. Like, the lack of confidence in yourself and in your abilities. And if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else is going to believe in you. You can walk in the room and be like, oh, I do this. And somebody like, oh, I don't believe it. Just by your body language, just by, you know, whatever it is, you can just see, you can, the energy. Like when you have a certain level of confidence, it's like, oh, I believe, yo, sign me up. What you selling? Sign me up. Because I, you know, you just sold me in on the idea. You were so confident in what you believed in, what you said you were going to do, that I believed in it too. And it's something that dealing with it is truly a process of building trust within yourself. You don't even give trust freely to people that you don't know. You know, they got to go through some trials and errors. Like, let me see if this person is who they say they are, or let me see their character. And it's like relearning your character, relearning who you are, like relearning to trust yourself again. It's some scary shit. Like, and you got to do it, you feel this weight that you have to do it in a certain amount of time, because if not, you know, it's going to, you're literally blocking your own blessings and getting in your own way. And so how do you reclaim your power is really the question. Like, how do you reclaim your power, and what is going to make you happy in doing that, right? And those are the questions that I've been asked, and those are things that where I've been at, and understanding that I know what I can offer, right? You have to be clear on what you can offer. You got to be clear on what you can offer. You got to be clear on what's your best qualities, where your weaknesses are, where you can improve. But also know that, like, and I think Daniqua from Lit Brooklyn said this on her Instagram, like, not every opportunity is your opportunity, right? They don't, like, just because somebody tells you no, or you may hear no a million times, doesn't mean that you're not ordained to do what it is that you want to do, that you know that is your passion, that you know that you know that you know is for you. It just means that that is not the right environment, that is not the right partnership, that is not the right thing for you. And if it was supposed to be for you, nobody can take what God has already ordained for you. And it took me in the past few weeks a lot of soul searching, a lot of binge watching TV. That's my self-care, how I get back to, like, getting back to my normal self. You know, don't judge me. A lot of lighting candles and a lot of, I'm not going to say a lot of, but a little bit of spiraling. And when I say spiraling, you know, drinking more than I should. I don't think that is not a healthy thing to do. I'm not going to say that. But it took a lot of that to be like, and I could feel it in my body, like, I don't want to feel like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want, like, there's a reason why I don't drink the first 6 months out of the year. I don't want to feel like this. I don't want to, you know, go to sleep every day and feel just this stomach ache of, like, this pain, you know, that I feel mentally with my situation, but now I'm feeling it all over my body. You know, I don't want to feel that. I want to get up every day. I want to, like, shit, have the sun hit my face and be like, girl, we about to fuck some shit up today when we go to work. We about to kill some shit today when we, you know, go into doing our podcast or, you know, getting up with our friends. I want to be the light in which I see, you know, and it's very hard to do that, but figuring out what are the things to do to get you there. That doesn't mean that there's not going to be low moments, but it does mean that really taking, sometimes you got to have your friends gas you up. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes you got your friends gas you up like, bitch, you did this. Did you forget all this that you did? You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, you are, you know, having your mom or your dad or your sister or whoever you confide in as a family loved one, like, you are beautiful, you are smart, I admire you. Sometimes those words of affirmation from other people, it really does help. But then there's also things where it's like, you need to be telling yourself this. You have to remind yourself of who the fuck you are. I'm going to be completely honest. You had to remind yourself who the fuck you are, because sometimes it feels like the walls are closing in And it's just like, well, shit, I guess I'm just not doing the damn thing. But like, no. I said this on my Twitter, my Twitter the other day. In your 20s, it's all about that comparison. It's some comparison years. You chasing money, you chasing checks, you chasing love, you chasing fame, all this, you know, recognition for things you do in your 30s. You like, look, what is going to make me happy? What motivates me? You know, the only thing I'm worrying about is prayer, purpose, and positivity, like, and prosperity, you know? Like, I'm not worrying about the things that I thought that were valuable. Don't get me wrong. We have to have money to live. And, you know, unfortunately, that's how our society and our economy is set up. But money doesn't bring you happiness. And I think that ties back into the events that have been occurring, suicide and on a national scale. Not that it hasn't been happening, but, you know, with celebrities and famous individuals who are now, you know, taking their own lives, like, that stuff does not bring you happiness. It really circles back around to what makes you happy. Who are you at the core? What motivates you? And what do you place value on? Because if not, if you place value on things that you think are going to make you happy, you think are going to fulfill you, then when those things don't happen, that's when self-doubt creeps in. That's when the negativity starts to cloud you. Your mentality starts to change and shift. And now it gets so dark where people don't want to be around that negativity, or you start to silence yourself and you don't seek the help that you need. And then, you know, we see instances like what we're seeing now, which is very unfortunate, particularly for older celebrities where they have families or loved ones that they, you know, are leaving behind. And it's just such a devastating thing to see in our society today. So I say all of this to say, if you're still listening, to truly ask yourself today, how are you mentally? Are you happy? Are you sad? Do you need help? You know, do you understand what motivates you? Do you know how valuable you are? Do you know how valuable your life is? Do you truly understand the gift of life, and do you truly understand your purpose here on this world? And I think these are really deep questions that I want, you know, on this Friday for you to reflect and just cherish every breath you take, cherish every moment that you have, and understand that nothing should be taken for granted. We only got one life to live. Live it how you want to live it. Live your best life, and don't feel that you need to, you know, adhere to anyone else's expectations but yours, because this is your life. And with that being said, I wish everyone, again, a happy Fearless Friday. I think my tone is telling you that it's just this has been, you know, the news in the world, you know, it's very sad. It's very devastating. But I want to use my platform in order to address these things and to say, like, I've been there. I understand self-doubt. I understand having, you know, mental issues, in the sense that, like, everybody has at once in their life, or more than once in their life, dealt with these issues of feeling either depressed or having anxiety or having self-doubt and all of these things. And they can really overcome you, you know. It can really overcome you. So I don't want it to overcome you. I think that every person who is listening and every person that's on this world serves a purpose. And I want them to be happy. I want to be happy, you know. And I charge each one of you today to call a loved one, to call someone that you haven't talked to in a while but that you truly care about, and just check on them, truly check on them. Even if, you know, to go into your request and truly start to have conversations, not necessarily around suicide, but just around, how are you? Do you love what you know? Do you love what you're doing? Like, I never, you know, just start to really get to know the people who you see every day. Some people don't are not invested. I get that. Like, this is a job, this is just work or whatever it is. But every person that you encounter is going through something. And sometimes just even just asking them, how is your day going? Like, or giving them a compliment changes their entire mood for that day. Because you see them. And people want to be seen. People want to know that they are visible and not just existing in this life. And with that being said, guys, you know, I wish you nothing but love, light, and many blessings. This is the first Fearless Kia chat that we're doing. I want to continue to do them as I ramp up for season 3. If there's anything that you want me to discuss, or, you know, you want to know about me, or anything that you want, just address on the Fearless Chats as we continue to go through different topics, feel free to reach out to me via email. My email is linked to my Instagram account, or you can slide me a DM on Twitter or Instagram as well. At Fearless Kia is my Twitter, Instagram. I look forward to chatting with you guys more. I missed you. I hope you missed me too. And have a great weekend. Peace.